This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Will there be a game seven? Fist pump time on the fan cam. The Stars are going to need to win at the AAC in order to force a game seven after they lost to Calgary 3-1 last night. Flames lead 3-2. Suns are up 3-2. 8:30 p.m. Game six tonight at American Airlines. This is Sean and RJ live on the fan cam and live on Twitch. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Both of us think that the Mavericks are going to win tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do.
Right now, Phoenix is slightly favored.
Yeah, slight favorite. I think it's a mistake. The Mavs win tonight, and then they lose in game seven.
So a little extra motivation and trash talk, as yesterday the video went viral. When Dorian Finney-Smith fouled Devin Booker under the basket, and Booker went flying, and he turned to the crowd, who were holding up their cell phones, and you could tell he was selling it really hard, and he even kind of seemed to, like, turn around and laugh and give a look towards the crowd, like, you see what I'm doing down here? I'm going to get this upgraded to a flagrant one. And it was upgraded to a flagrant one for the Suns. And then at the very end, Booker kind of calls out Luka. He calls out Luka at the end of that video, calling it a Luka special, basically insinuating that Luka Doncic is an actor and that he exaggerates and gets a bunch of calls. So you had that with the Booker foul, and Booker mocks Doncic. That video came out. Then the stupid foul between Marquise Chris and, what, Biombo at the end of the game, and them going up the tunnel and looking for each other. And then Luka, after the game ends, walks to the Mavericks locker room, and he's saying, everybody want to talk tough. Everybody wants to act tough when they're up, when they're winning, when it's a blowout. The Suns did this in game two. And NBA analyst Tim Legler kind of called him out. He's like, I didn't like that from Phoenix, talking a little smack, making faces and everything. DeAndre Ayton was doing it when Brunson was missing free throws in game five. Luka took note. So I can't wait to see what type of energy and hostility he comes out with to start this tonight. And I want to see him and Devin Booker staring each other down. I want to see them having words, because it's always better when stars dislike each other and when the stars go at it with each other.
I agree. I agree. It's always better. You want to have rivalries. I don't know what rivalries there are in professional sports that much anymore. You got a handful of them. I mean, the NFL is the NFL rivalries the last, you know, 20 years have centered around players. Mahomes Allen, Manning Brady. Who's Rodgers been? Like, who's Rodgers' rival been? You know, there really hasn't been one.
COVID.
Yeah.
Himself.
Relationships.
Yeah, relationships. Women.
You know, women. You could say 49ers, I think.
Brunettes.
Parents. With Rodgers.
49ers, you think?
Oh, yeah. They've knocked about a couple times. Yeah, I think that would be fair. Yep, they have. But, you know, so the NFL is more player-to-player rivalry, quarterback rivalry. You know, the NBA, there's no great rivalries in the NBA anymore. It's player-to-player. Maybe Luka and Devin. You know, baseball, it's got – you still have rivalries in baseball. Sox, Yanks, Cards, Cubs. Giants, Dodgers. But it's player to player in the NBA. Maybe Luka, Devin Booker will be one.
Former Suns general manager Ryan McDonough was on with the KNC Masterpiece yesterday, and they asked him if there's any beef developing between the two best players on both sides.
I think there's a mutual respect. I mean, those two guys are students of the game. I grew up around the game. You know, sons of players. Devin's dad, Melvin, was a terrific player at Missouri back when it was the Big 8, before now the Big 12, and had a few cups of coffee in the NBA and then played overseas for a while. And Luca's father was a terrific player in Europe as well. So these are guys who grew up around the game, who respect the history of the game. Not only are they elite individual talents, they're elite basketball minds. So, I don't think it's, you know, something where if they saw each other in Las Vegas in July, there'd be hostility or friction. I just think it's the competitive tension of the playoffs, knowing that, for both of these guys, it's important to win in advance, for Devin to get back to the finals and to try to get over the hump and win the championship after looking like it was headed there last year when they won the first two games before Giannis and Milwaukee stormed back to win four in a row. And then for Luka, he's already won the first playoff round of his career. If he can lead his team to a significant upset against a team that was far and away the best in the league in Phoenix, that would really help continue to define his legacy on one of the great all-time trajectories of his age. So I think it's more that. I don't think it's, personal. I just think during a playoff series, especially with now five hard-fought games under their belts, that hostility and that tension builds up over time.
You know, I've been really impressed with Devin Booker's defense, and I can see why Rudy Gobert is jealous and bitter that Gobert basically was saying, look at Devin Booker, two-way player, and our guy just cares about offensive highlights. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the way that Donovan Mitchell apparently took that. I mean, what's the difference? Quick side note, how much of a difference do you think there is between Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell?
Obviously Booker is a much better shooter, I think. He's a better shooter. I think Mitchell's got a better, offensive game that isn't just shooting. But, man, I mean, what's Devin? We've seen Donovan Mitchell lead a team to the playoffs without other offensive help. Devin Booker needed Chris Paul.
Interesting point. Fair point.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's similarities in their game, but I don't know. Who do you think is better? I think Donovan Mitchell might be regarded as better prior to this postseason.
I think Devin Booker's better, and I think he's regarded as better.
He's regarded as better.
But prior, I kind of had them in my mind on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And then
prior to Chris Paul?
No, prior to this
playoff.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to the Suns when they were sucking before Chris Paul. I wasn't sitting there watching them at the bottom of the Western Conference. But I thought of, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell kind of on that same level. And Donovan is just an unstoppable freak athlete, offensive playmaker. Devin shoots 46% from the field. Donovan shoots 45%. But I think this year, Devin Booker was getting some MVP love. So I think Devin Booker is regarded right now as definitely better. I wonder before the season how it was. I think it was definitely more even though Devin Booker was starting to get some love last year. But just interested. Donovan Mitchell versus Devin Booker. Devin Booker definitely is better defensively. Good Lord. It's not even close. It's not even a question. What do y'all think? 877-881-1053. Truckwreck.com. Text line. And Shaq the other day, we'll see if Peyton can find it. Shaq was asked about the Utah beef. And he basically come out and said, well, look, Rudy Gobert. He said, Donovan Mitchell's not that good. And Rudy Gobert can't play offense. And then someone on his podcast was needling him and saying, I bet Donovan, Rudy Gobert would hold you to 12 points, would lock you down. Ugh. And Shaq goes, yeah, in the first 3 minutes, in the first three minutes, he would hold me and lock me down. Rudy Gobert responded on Twitter and said, I would lock Shaq up. I would lock his ass up. And then Shaq proceeded to go on TNT and talk about how he would elbow holes into Rudy's chest before backing him down and dunking on him nonstop. And then Kenny Smith.
Who is Kenny Mitchell?
It's
Kevin Mitchell.
And then Kenny Smith was like, don't disrespect Donovan Mitchell. He's a good player, Shaq. And Shaq is like, he's good, but he needs to be great. This is a few years now where we're talking about Utah. Are you going to break through? you bring up a good point, lack of offensive help, but that's where I think Donovan Mitchell, perception-wise, has now fallen behind Devin Booker.
I mean, yeah, he's got, like, you know, Bogdanovich, not bad. They have Clarkson, too.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And Conley's old ass.
And that's it. You know, so he didn't have a whole lot of offensive help. He needs to get offensive help. If he gets offensive help, maybe he's got a chance. But until then, he's just doing it by himself.
And we know Devin Booker has CP3, and he has DeAndre Ayton. Ryan McDonough, who drafted DeAndre Ayton over Luka Doncic, Ryan McDonough was asked, why hasn't Phoenix involved him in the paint every game?
They don't, and I'll say that, but I'll also say that I think, you know, they're doing the right thing. I mean, when you have two future Hall of Famers in your backcourt, and Chris Paul and Devin Booker, to take the ball out of their hands, especially with the way the game is today, with the prevalence of the three-point shot, with the fact that the Suns are one of the best teams I've ever seen at running multiple pick-and-rolls with different ball handlers, and they have maybe the best pick-and-roll player of all time, and Chris Paul leading them. So I think there are certain strategic situations to go to Ayton, but frankly, if I were still with the team, I think the way we'd use him is relatively similar as a screener roller. Occasionally, you go to him in the post. Yes, he does have an advantage against Powell or Kleber, but by doing that, you take the ball out of Paul's hands and Booker's hands. So I think they're looking at it the right way. But I do think also what you've seen when those guys have been out, or when Phoenix has had an advantage and needed to pound the ball to Ayton, he's gotten pretty good at those jump hooks and touches around the basket, and put up pretty good numbers. I mean, last night I didn't think he played one of his better games. He's still had 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and was plus 11 in just 22 minutes, which shows you, the kind of potential the young man has.
So DeAndre Ayton, who scored 25 in game one, then scored 9, then scored 16, then scored 14, came back with 20 and 9 in the game 5 win. And then finally, final question to Ryan McDonough, former Suns GM on KNC. Will there be a game 7 like Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy believe?
I think so. I think there's a good chance of that. One of the things that, even beyond the series, guys, looking at the other one last night, Philly, Miami, the series, both of these series have really swung, when they've shifted cities. The home team has won all 10 of those games in the Dallas-Phoenix series and the Philly-Miami game series. So looking at the way the Mavericks looked in games 3 and 4, I would, I think they'll be a slight favorite. I wouldn't be shocked if they win and force game 7. However, if I'm not back on with you guys on Friday, I would see them in that scenario having a hard time winning game 7 here in Phoenix.
So he agrees. How have the Tolos been on the truck wreck text line in terms of believing that the Mavericks will win tonight?
Most of them believe that they're going to win tonight. Mm. There's a lot of, obviously, you don't know who's a homer, who's not. But most people have said Mavs win tonight, lose game 7. That's probably the reasonable thing to view. Like, neither team has won a road game this series. And the Mavs have looked relatively non-competitive in the three games that in phase, even though they were up by double digits in this one in game 5, it was a 36-point turnaround at one point. So there you go.
All right. We got another NBA story. The LA Times did an interview with Jeannie Buss, Lakers owner. She said she is consulting Phil Jackson and Magic Johnson. Look how the Mavs are trying to go younger and more progressive, and the Lakers are going back to failure and has-beens. Phil Jackson, who used to date Jeannie Buss, apparently wants to trade LeBron James and keep Russell Westbrook. That's what Bill Plaschke said, who used to go on Around the Horn. Have no idea if he still goes on. I don't watch that show anymore. But Bill Plaschke said, I can't say it for certain, but I think that Phil wants to trade LeBron and keep Westbrook. And I think Jeannie Buss came out yesterday and said, we're not trading LeBron James. If Phil Jackson said that, he needs to go in the basketball nursing home. He needs to be put down in the NBA world in terms of his advice being followed and given. I find it hard to believe because Russell Westbrook is not a Phil Jackson type of dude. Phil Jackson never liked guys who dribbled way, way too much.
No, he didn't.
Didn't pass the ball, didn't distribute. Like he was triangle offense guy, which he tried to implement when it was past its usage in New York with the Knicks. I understand him maybe wanting to get rid of LeBron because he doesn't like LeBron. LeBron doesn't like him. after Phil said, yeah, LeBron and his posse, he made that comment.
Posse comment, yeah.
The posse comment, but what do you make of this? But she did say, yes, I'm talking to Magic Johnson again, who quit on the Lakers and called them a bunch of backstabbers with Rob Pelinka, the current GM, Kobe's agent. And they also have this weird relationship with Kurt Rambis and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kurt Rambis's wife and him have been like the advisors running things for the Lakers. A weird circle. It's very making weird. Winning time on HBO look more legitimate with the craziness.
There's craziness going on. But you know, this is a crazy comment by Phil. I have to think that Phil misspoke and meant we need to build around Anthony Davis.
Now, Phil didn't talk to him. He talked to Jeannie Buss.
Oh.
Bill Plaschke talked to Jeannie.
Jeannie. So either Bill heard wrong or, you know, Jeannie heard wrong. Or Jeannie mixed up the names on her own. Because I cannot imagine wanting to build around Russell Westbrook instead of LeBron James. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
That sounds insane.
It does.
That sounds certifiable.
That doesn't sound insane.
It is insane. It is insane. Yes. I wonder what LeBron's compensation in return could be. And is LeBron going to – is he going to agree to any deals until his kid comes out and is drafted?
He's not going to agree to extension.
Right.
That's not going to happen. But he'll agree to a deal maybe, like a, you know, one that will take him right up to it.
All right, today is NFL schedule release day for the National Football League. We got different Cowboy rumors, and we got some final moves to be made from Bill Barnwell, ESPN. And the Cowboys are on his list. You still got some names that are out there, right? We still got some shopping that could happen. We know Stephen Jones is allergic to shopping, but you got Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, Jarvis Landry. Some of these names are out there. James Bradbury just got cut by the New York Giants. Ndamukong Suh. There's available players. Who does Bill Barnwell have the Cowboys picking up before we get ready for minicamp, OTAs, and training camp? Find out next inside the NFL on Sean and RJ after this. But this first is DFW Security, your home, your headquarters, your warehouse, your second home. Don't trust just anybody to protect it. Get the best cameras and security from our favorite local experts, DFW Security. Have you ever woke up and found your car was broken into overnight or worse, stolen? What did you do about it? Make sure it never happens again. Get DFW Security Proactive Defense. Get cameras that use patented artificial intelligence to determine there's a person on your property. Whistles so they know they're being watched. Notifies you instantly. And you're able to speak through the camera. Yo, get away from my vehicle. I'm watching you, and I've called the police. Call DFW Security right now to get the force field around your property. And you're going to get their three-camera package with the smart security, their award-winning DFW Security app, plus three cameras. And on top of it, if you're one of the next 10 Tolos to call and mention Sean from the Fan, you get your first 2 months of service for free. 888-594-5018. 888-594-5018 or dfwsecurity.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NFL schedule release is tonight. NFL Network will be unveiling everything. What do you feel like we know about the Cowboys so far? We got the Green Bay game. There are rumors out there that Jacksonville will be the opener at noon. Cowboys at Jags at noon. There's the date for Tampa Bay that's out there. You got all the different speculation as the NFL is just trying to, man, they just try to hog everything, don't they? Now they're trying to drop in random Week 10 games, Cowboys, Packers, to steal the spotlight.
Yeah,
and then
take that Good Morning America.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't need your talks about Ukraine. We don't.
We're going to get Buck and Aikman on from Pecan Lodge.
Yeah, we don't need that. We're gonna give you exactly what you need, which is Week 10 football.
Yeah. So that's going to be the schedule release tonight. We'll see who the Rams open up with at home for Thursday night. Bill Barnwell, by the way, Warren Sharp, who kind of does some new school football analytic numbers. He, like you, doesn't believe in the running back and makes fun of very conservative teams.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that you follow him.
I like Warren.
Okay. Warren Sharp threw out the most entertaining NFL days of the year. I thought this was pretty interesting. The best days of the NFL year ranked.
Okay.
Okay. What's your number one?
My number one. Divisional round of the playoffs.
Divisional round Sunday. He's broken it down. Divisional round Sunday is 3. Divisional round Saturday is 7. But a lot of people would always say that. Divisional round weekend.
Yeah, it's the best brand of football played. You've got the best teams. You have so many good teams that are in this. You've got your number one seeds playing. Previously, you had your number two seeds playing. So that was always, to me, like the best weekend of the year. But he disagrees.
Here's his 12 through 1. Ready? Okay. 12, Christmas. He's got triple header next to it, though.
Okay, so that's new.
Yeah, off the date.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we give a new school around here.
But can you say that's one of the best days of the year when we haven't seen it yet?
I don't know.
We don't know what it's like.
Christmas is 12. At 11, he has schedule release day. He's knocked it down there. At 10, wild card Saturday.
Okay.
At 9, free agency day one. You know how much I love that day.
Yeah.
It's so fun. At 8, wild card Sunday.
Now, why would wild card Sunday be any different than wild card Saturday?
I feel like wild card Sunday games are, the Sunday games are better than Saturday.
Well, I would.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess there's no Texans game on ESPN on Saturday.
Right. On Sunday.
Right, that was.
You always get Texans early on Saturday. The big dog plays Fox afternoon.
Right, that's,
and then Sunday night.
The Saturday game always had the AFC South Invitational.
Well, not the AFC South Invitational. Yeah. So the better teams. I don't think they play Sunday night football. I can't keep track of the primetime anymore. So wild card Sunday is 8. Divisional round Saturday is 7. Round 1 NFL draft is 6. Thanksgiving is 5. I don't have Thanksgiving that high up. Maybe it's just because the Cowboys have been losing on Thanksgiving as of late. But I don't have that high up there. Plus, you get the Lions. I don't care about the Lions. I never care about the early game, ever. I can't remember the last time that I really cared about the early game. Then conference championship Sunday is 4. Number 3, best NFL days of the year ranked. Number 3, divisional round Sunday. 2, Super Bowl. I'd have the Super Bowl lower because I'm depressed because it's the last game of the year. Number 1.
Opening day.
I think that's mine. I think that's my favorite.
Man, that's tough. I don't know.
He doesn't even have opening night on here. You know what I mean?
Part of opening day, right?
Oh no! This is opening Sunday, not opening Thursday.
Oh,
opening Sunday is my number.
Yeah,
one.
Opening Sunday is better than opening Thursday.
Obviously,
100 times better.
You got 100 times more games.
Absolutely.
So that's his ranking. Thought it was pretty interesting.
Actually, I think you have 1,500 times more games,
or 15 times.
I'm sorry. That's 1,500% more, right?
1,500%. You know what? Let's not try to expose ourselves with math right
15
here.
15 times more.
Bill Barnwell, ESPN.
I'm an idiot.
Predicting the 10 remaining NFL free agent signings. All right? Jarvis Landry to the Ravens. Julio, they need a receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
After Hollywood went to Arizona. Took some shots at the Baltimore passing game as well. Julio Jones to the Colts. I've told you, I still think Indianapolis needs wide receiver help. I don't know that you get it in the form of Julio because I think he's pretty done. Odell Beckham to the Packers. It's amazing how Odell's likability changed after the Super Bowl and after he went to the Rams. Especially after, I thought he made a mistake going to the Rams. I was like, go to Green Bay. So it still feels like Green Bay needs that special number one. That makes a whole lot of sense. Odell Beckham to the Packers. Trey Waynes, cornerback to the Kansas City Chiefs. James Bradbury to the Arizona Cardinals, as Bradbury got cut by the New York Giants. Ndamukong Suh to the Cleveland Browns. Mike Remmers to the Chargers. Eric Fisher to the Steelers. And then inside linebacker Anthony Barr to the Dallas Cowboys. Anthony Barr and the Cowboys. You got to throw them in there, right, to get us to read it on 105.3 The Fan. Here's what he said. In 2019, the Jets signed Barr to a five-year deal in the $70 million range amid rumors that they were going to turn the linebacker into an edge rusher. Barr backed out of the deal, re-signed with the Vikings, while he saw occasional reps on the edge. Vikings did not unleash him as a pass rusher. Racked up 4 sacks over 3 years while missing 22 games. Now he's a free agent. What if a team took a chance on him in a more hybrid role? We saw the Cowboys unlock something special in Micah. Barr is not Parsons, but after Dallas lost Randy Gregory this past offseason, he would give the Cowboys another eligible rusher who's also capable of playing a more traditional linebacker role. Barr and Vander Esch would each be leveraged against the other's injury history. And George Edwards, Cowboys defensive assistant, served as Barr's DC between 2014 and 2019. So there you go. A little suggestion from Barnwell with some of the names that are still left out there on the market. Anthony Barr.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, that's great, you know. is that really the – if you're still on the market, what are you? You're either waiting for somebody to get hurt or you're somebody that nobody really wants, right?
Or you're delusional and you think that your
price
has not been met, right? Every year, like, Jadeveon Clowney is sitting out there on the market. It's just waiting. Or you're waiting for an injury to take place as well. You're just sitting back and waiting. So those were some of the marriages that Bill Barnwell continued to put together. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com text line to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. We've been talking about football. We've talked about fantasy. And we've talked about golf. What's this fantasy football punishment that you're not happy with?
Oh, man, this is terrible. So this is a guy who lost his fantasy football league, much like I have done time and time again.
Is the worst punishment you had the mail calendar shoot with those photos?
That was pretty much the worst one I've ever had.
Is there another one? Have you lost in that league again?
No, not in that league. The worst one I've seen in that league was the guy to do a stand-up comedy routine at a comedy club.
You went to it?
I could not make it that night. That was the worst one, though.
Did you hear audio or video?
I saw a video of it. It was as you would expect.
Were people in there?
Yes.
And
it was packed.
He was bad?
He was awful.
It was awful. Was it uncomfortable to watch it?
It was. I had to turn it off. I watched 30 seconds. I said, I can't do this anymore.
Dude, you should have let us play that.
I know, right? I feel bad for this guy. I couldn't do it anymore.
That's bad.
Yeah, so this guy lost his fantasy football league. So the punishment was he had to play in a U.S. Open golf qualifier, which, as you know, is you have to have a handicap, I think, under 1.2 or something like that to play in it.
Yeah.
So he fixed his handicap. He went on and created a handicap.
You can fudge it?
Oh, God. Manipulate that thing like crazy.
Anyone can play in a U.S. Open qualifier.
If you manipulate the handicap, yeah. You just got to go on there, you get the app, and you start putting in a bunch of scores.
Is this what Romo plays in?
Yeah, Romo's played in this. So you got like this is like tremendous golfers that are playing in this thing. Well, he goes out and he plays in this thing, and he comes over to the tee, and he hits his first tee shot 10 feet. He was five over.
Have you played with him?
No. I don't know this guy. This is a story.
Random. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So he hits his first shot 10 feet. He lost the fantasy football bet. The punishment was he had to play in this thing. He winds up shooting 112. And
hey, that's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. But
that's
like
not too bad.
The players, this is not a punishment for him. This is a punishment for the guys trying to qualify.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing worse than playing in a golf tournament and playing with somebody because you're trying to concentrate, you're trying to get into a rhythm, and the guy you're playing with is hitting the ball 10 feet. Like, this is the absolute worst golf punishment, or fantasy football league punishment. You are messing with people. There's a PGA Tour player out there trying to qualify for this event, and he's playing with some hack who lost a fantasy football league bet as a punishment. Man,
that's awful. That's a tough break right there. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. Let's see what KMC thinks about game six tonight at the AAC. Mavs Suns preview and crosstalk with the fellas next with Sean and RJ.
Well, let's get you over to Boomer Jacks, your official game time headquarters, the spot for all the playoff action and, of course, the $7.99 weekday lunch menu, which today is a weekday, and you get 10 menu items for $7.99. They've got great flatbreads, sandwiches all at Boomer Jacks, everything on this awesome wall-to-wall TV setup they have in each of the 17 locations, and of course, the best patio setup at DFW, without question, spread out of the patio. It's indoor, outdoor, it's shaded, it's heated for the winter months. It's fantastic. Boomer Jacks, happy hour all day, every day at each of the 17 locations. Find yours online, boomerjacks.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.